Hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Podcast for members of the Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club. You are an amazing lot, it has to be said. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Hope you are doing well and have had a fantastic weekend. For me, it's been a really good one, actually. We celebrated Roxy's second birthday today, my little not puppy anymore, she's a dog. Her second birthday, it's amazing, isn't it, how these things change your life. And of course, more importantly, I've managed to do a bit of gardening over the weekend. Yesterday was pretty much a washout. In the morning, we did a car boot. I mentioned this the other day. And we sold a rhubarb plant and some of my old gardening tools that have gone to good homes and being used, which I'm really, really pleased about. Yesterday afternoon was a bit of a washout. So today I got up extra early. I potted up some rhubarb, some asparagus, some kale and swede. I sowed some pak choy and some chard. Watered the greenhouse because, you know, as we had rain outside, didn't have to worry about watering outside, but the greenhouse certainly needed rain. That's not to mention the harvests. Today I actually harvested 3 courgettes just from my home plot alone. And as I came into them with a wife, she gave me that look as if to say, "What? More courgettes?" We do have quite a few. They're nice big size courgettes though, it has to be said. Cucumbers as well are doing really, really well this year. So yeah, really, really happy with everything that is going on here at the Veg Grower Podcast. Let's dive into the exciting world of growing chard. It's a really versatile, delicious, leafy green that deserves a lot of attention in our gardens. Chard is also known as Swiss chard or silver beet, and it is a really beautiful, colourful stemmed plant. These particular ones are a variety called Orange Glory, so they will give you a really nice orange stemmed, but they're also packed full of nutrients. Now, to grow chard from seed, start by preparing a sunny spot in your garden with well-drained soil. Or if you're growing in containers, just make sure that they have enough plant space for the plants to thrive. Chard can tolerate some shade, but it does best with plenty of sunlight. Now, we're going to sow the chard directly in the soil, about a centimetre deep, and about 2 to 5 centimetres apart. Actually, more like 5 to 7 centimetres apart, thinking about it. And then if you are planting them in rows, give them about 30 to 45 centimetres apart in a row. Now, I've actually sown mine again in little plug plants. And when they will germinate, we will pop them out and pot them into something a bit bigger. I do personally prefer growing these plug plants, which I've been doing a bit more of this year, just because I find it gives the plants a bit more room to grow and does me pretty well, to be honest. Anyway, once the seeds are sown, gently water the soil to keep it moist but not waterlogged. But what you could do as well is soak the seed for a few hours before planting, because that can sometimes just speed up germination. Now, of course, as the chard grows, you will need to thin them out to give them about 20 centimetres of space between each plant. That sounds about right. And that'll just give them enough room to develop those gorgeous, vibrant leaves. They are quite a big ornamental or very big, good-looking plant, I think. And I think they are really, really important to grow. They are a water-loving plant, so keep the soil consistently moist right throughout the growing season. If it gets a little too dry, it can turn a bit bitter or it can bolt, which can be rather annoying. Now, chard is actually quite a forgiving plant once it is growing. It doesn't require much maintenance, but a bit of organic fertilizer from time to time just to help promote the healthy growth does do wonders. And the good thing is that I found with chard, one of the other names is it's perpetual spinach, and you can actually have it growing for quite a while. Pick leaves regularly. I've had it growing for up to 2 years before, and just by that point, it just got a bit too bolted too easily. So it is one I think that can grow for a very, very long time, should you want it to grow. Now, the good thing about chard is that you can harvest it at different stages. You can pick the outer leaves when they are just about 10 centimetres tall, or you can wait until the whole plant reaches maturity and harvest it all at once. Personally, I think it's best just to pick a few leaves here, there, and as you need them. Keep them while they're young. Now, you can use chard in quite a number of dishes, stir fries and salads to soups and smoothies. Really is an excellent addition to your meal, and it's a real colourful presence on your plate that will make you smile, or even in your harvest bowl, it just looks great. Your harvest truck you might have, like myself. So please do give it a try, and if you let me know how you get on with it. You know, you can always reach out through our email or social media channels to let us know how you are getting on. Now, on this note, I'm not going to finish just yet. On this note, I said the other day that I've been thinking about the design of my garden. This is something that has been popping up quite a lot lately. Something I'm realising a lot is I like to be efficient. I don't like things in my way. I want to get in, get the job done, and get out. And that is where a lot of my now garden design is basing around. I've often spoken about having a production line when it comes to sowing seeds, and that's how I'm going to be building my seed sowing area. So we're going to have an area inside the greenhouse where we sow seeds. We're going to have heated propagators to keep them going well, and then other areas outside, just outside the greenhouse, for the different stages as they grow on, get bigger and bigger. And then obviously, as I said, the garden. When I do things in a garden, I'm going to keep the full beds as they are and build some newer beds lower down, smaller beds. And these smaller beds are going to be a bit easier to maintain, I hope, while still providing the same amount of food. But more importantly, they're just going to be a bit more efficient in their layout. And that, for me, is something I'm focusing on a lot at the moment, being efficient. I watched a video from Richard Vobes the other day where he visited Charles Dowden's garden, and it was a really good video, I've got to say. So I'm a bit enthused after seeing that. Right, guys, thank you so much for listening tonight. Special thank you for your incredible support as members of the Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club. You really do help make everything possible. Until next time, please take care, and I'll see you again then.